Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a key.
Here's David Hollander.
Good morning. I am David Hollander. Welcome. It's so great to be with you. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. Each week right here on KMBR, that's because I am a financial advisor and an attorney licensed to practice law. Look outside. It's kind of a little dreary, but hey, maybe we get a little more rain today. We can certainly use it. But if you have a question, maybe something happened. I don't know. This weekend was probably filled, right? This past few days feels like a long week with your family in town. Something must have come up. Come on. Around the table? Didn't something happen? I got stories for you. But anyway, we're broadcasting live right now out of our little studio here in downtown Oakland, California. If you have a question, maybe something came up, you need some help, then call this number, 808-5627. You do not need a prefix to call this number, 808-5627. KNBR, if you're hearing me right now, you can go ahead and dial 808-5627. Or what's great is you can always tweet me a question. I love to get these questions during the week. Maybe something just happened one evening and you needed to get some help.
That just happened.
Just like that. So you can always tweet us anytime you want at PYA Radio, stands for Protect Your Assets Radio. Really, anytime you like. I hope you and your family had a nice Thanksgiving. I just ate too much. I'm sorry. I just can't get away from all those desserts. You know, the pumpkin pie, the persimmon cake, the pecan pie. And my wife has to make this chocolate ginger pie, which we ate the night before. Shh, don't tell her. And then my mother-in-law makes this carrot cake, which is fantastic. After all, it does have carrots in it.
I didn't have any corn.
Nope, didn't. But anyway, I don't know how you're feeling, but it's like, I don't want to look at that food anymore. Anyway, it was delicious, but now it's time to go to the gym today, right? That's what we're going to do. Many people are now becoming more and more concerned about the R word, recession. And how a recession could take a chunk out of your financial security. They say that the best offense is a good defense. And that's because the most important part of making money is not losing it. It's kind of like the 49ers killer defense right now. No one can get by them very easily. And oh yeah, I must say congratulations to my Bears who finally beat Stanford. After 9 years, using the defense technique, thanks to Coach DeRuiter. Thank you, Coach. Very nice job. Like Warren Buffett said, rule number one of investing is don't lose any money. You remember what Warren Buffett said? Rule number two was? Well, don't forget rule number one. Very simple. All right, now, so we are likely at the tail end, are we, of the longest running bull market we've ever seen. And it's just natural, even if it's not, you know, a recession, it's certainly natural that the market would correct and reset. But are you ready for 20, 30, or maybe even a 40% decline in your stocks and mutual funds next year? Are you worried about a market crash? And could your portfolio sustain a correction like we saw in 2008? Well, don't go into the next market crash blindfolded. Today, you should tune in for the entire show as we share with you how to play defense with your retirement portfolio. You don't want to give back all that growth you've made these last 10 or 11 years now. So you want to keep it tuned right here as we roll out how to do that. It's all coming up next. Now, like Warren Buffett famously said, rule number one of investing is to not lose any money. Rule number two is to not forget rule number one. Gee, makes sense to me. And right now, we are likely at the tail end of the longest bull market we've ever seen in U.S. history. So it's perfectly natural. It happens just like the tide, just like the moon and the sun rising. The ebb and the flow of harmony. So it could be very simple. 10, 15, 20% pullback, or even more, happening in the not too distant future. And you have to ask yourself the question, if you haven't even thought about this, is your portfolio ready? And what would happen to it if we saw another 2008 style correction? So the last thing I want you to do is to go blindfolded into this market reality. And so today we're talking about how do you play defense? I mean, I've been looking at football lately, and you look at the Niners, geez, the defense is awesome. I mean, you guys are crushing it. Thank you. We're so happy. I mean, I just love strutting around now. You're making us proud. Thank you. And then last week, my Bears, Cal Bears, Tim DeRuiter, that guy can coach. Yes, I'm just saying. Anyway, so the best way to protect your portfolio is to play defense. Think about it. Stuff's coming at you and you're defended. What's going to happen? You stop them. Boom, right there. So let's get prepared right now, shall we? I mean, after all, you're just listening to me. We're sitting around together, just having a conversation. So one great way, as I was thinking about this, to get you to enjoy your retirement a little bit more is to work longer. Yeah. Okay. You could work a little longer and save a little more money. That seems to solve a lot of problems. But what could happen? I mean, it just happened to me this morning. My back's hurting me right now. Just went out. Ouch. Right? We have health problems. Can't work anymore. Just not the same level you were. That happens. Come on. Or worse, in a recession, a lot of companies went out of business. You remember that? Back in 2000, we saw that a lot of dot-coms left the Bay Area. Remember that? Well, what would happen if that happened again? You have corporate downsizing. They're laying people off. You lose your job. You're forced out of the workforce, and you can't find another job. These things can happen. So think about that. What would you do? Well, one great strategy you have total control over right now. And we talked to a few people last week about this who came in and they were taking their Social Security like 62, 63. We said, don't do that. Stop. Turn it off. One thing you absolutely have control over is your Social Security. And you can delay or stop and then pay it back and delay. And then your credits will come back and it will start to grow some more and will give you a bigger benefit down the road and will increase the amount of cash flow you'll have in your retirement years, which you're going to need to support yourself. Now, look at it this way. As you look at your Social Security, maybe you're a couple credits off, or maybe you're really close to another level of earning, but you just don't know if you are. You could go back, maybe part-time right now while it's possible, rack up some more credit, rack up some more higher payments, if you will. And what that'll do is that'll create, again, more cash flow for you later. And you absolutely have control over this right now. So I would suggest you take a look at it. And if you need help with that, we have a Social Security Evaluator tool that I'm happy to share with you. 866-PROTECT. It's that simple. So that's something you have control over. You can create guaranteed income streams. And Social Security is one of those. And you want to maximize that benefit. So use our Social Security Maximizer tool, 866-PROTECT. Now, Social Security is guaranteed by the federal government, and it's also inflation adjusted right now. So you get a little step up or COLA each year. if you know, you delay it. When you start taking it too, they give you a COLA. Sometimes, not every year, we've seen that. But if Social Security or pensions don't cover your basic living expenses, consider this. You could look at a single premium. It's called a single premium immediate annuity. That's something you can buy that'll create, again, a guaranteed income stream for you during your retirement. It's as good as the insurance company who pays it. So don't forget that. Claims are backed by those claims-paying abilities of those insurance companies. So you want to take a look at that. But that's another type of stream you could generate. Also, they have something called an annuity that has an income rider, a cost of living income adjusting rider. These are all something that you can use to fill the gap. What gap am I talking about? You have income and you have expenses. And the amount of guaranteed income you create will probably have some sort of a gap in it. There'll be a differential between what your income's coming in and what you'd like to spend, right? You want to spend a little bit more. So if you want to fill that gap, create income streams that can do that. And these are one of them that can do that. Now, I know there's a lot of annuities out there, and you probably want to get a quote. So you can give us a call. We'll give you a quote, 866-PROTECT. Again, the number is 866-PROTECT. If you want to fill that gap with some guaranteed income. Another great idea to protect your gains from a market crash is cash. I'm going to say it again. Create a cash or emergency bucket that you fill with enough cash or liquid assets to fill the monthly spending gap for a couple years. Now, think about this. Let's say that you figure out what your gap is. You're going to hear me talk a lot about that today. I'm not talking about when you get on the BART and there's the gap in the middle and you don't want to step in it. It's kind of scary, isn't it, when you get on the train? You ever thought about that? Like someone might push you in the gap? They've done a pretty good job of making it narrower than it used to be. But when I was a kid, it used to scare the heck out of me, that little gap. You feel like, what if my foot got stuck in there and the train starts to leave and drags me down? You know what I mean? Yeah, anyway, I'm talking about that gap. I'm talking about the gap between your income and what you're spending. Are you with me? All right. So there's a gap there. It's a certain amount of money. You have to figure it out. Well, think about this. What if you had cash sitting in some sort of a 2% money market? Maybe you had a little short-term bond fund that was all high quality, paying you maybe 3, 4%. And you use that cash fund. You sold it off over time, or CDs. Use those funds to pay for the differential, just like you would, you know, anything else, like a savings account, but now you're making interest on it. You could do that for 1, 2, maybe 3 years. That could weather you through a market crash. And what that does is it avoids you being forced to sell those positions when they're at their absolute lowest, which has happened. It's happened now a couple times. And anyone who knows me knows I'm generally positive. So let's keep looking at the bright side of everything, shall we? When a big market drops, that I think is a tax savings opportunity. Well, how so? Ask yourself this. Do you have any losers in your taxable account right now? Well, you could sell some of those off, take the harvest of that loss, offset it against the gains you may have in some of the other stocks that have done pretty well. Or better yet, if there is a correction you haven't acted, like I've been suggesting you do all day in the last few shows we've done, then you could sell those beaten down stocks in your IRA. But let's say it's a company you really, really like. You know, it's got just a great company. They're going to be around. They're going to come back. Well, why not sell it? Take the money out of your IRA. Buy it back in your Roth IRA. Of course, you're going to pay income tax on that distribution. But you bought the stock now at the deflated price. And when it rallies back, which it will over time, and now you want to sell it, well, it's tax-free now. It's in a Roth. And so that's a great way to think about some of the stocks you may own right now that you maybe want to hold on to. There's so much more to come. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. And now, here's your host, David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And, you know, this is just such a great holiday. I hope you had a nice time with your family. And I was just talking to my friends here about how yesterday we did a pumpkin roll and a pumpkin launch. It was super fun. They had about 500 pumpkins lined up on this hill, and we were rolling them down the hill, and the deers were showing up trying to eat them. And then the neighbor showed up, and they went in the street. And, you know, you can just imagine, like, launching it out with this catapult. You just see how far you can throw them. It's pretty fun. So if you haven't done it, maybe you need something to do today. Check out pumpkin throwing, smashing, rolling, whatever you want to do with them. Kind of fun stuff. Like Warren Buffett said, rule number one of investing is don't lose money. And then he said, rule number two is don't forget rule number one. And right now, I don't know about you, but it just feels like this bull's kind of running out of steam, doesn't it? Just a little bit. How much longer? And how big is that decline going to be? Is it going to be 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%? We've seen 50s. And what would happen if something happened like that to your portfolio? What would you do? Particularly if you're just about to retire or you're at retirement right now, are you ready to deal with that? So this morning we've been talking about playing defense with your money, starting to make it look like the guys in red and gold defending the line. Those guys are awesome. Can't wait till tomorrow. Anyway, it's exciting stuff. So you can do the same thing with your portfolio. You can think about it, put some thought into it, and design a defense that plays pretty nicely when the Pats come marching down the field and want to drag you down. We're not going to let them, are we? No, we're not going to let them. So here's what you can do. You can do a number of things I just talked about in the last segment. If you missed it, go to our podcast. Podcast is amazing. Our team spends a lot of time on it during the week, making it really something. And you can only find it at the secret website. Let me give you the secret address. PYARadio.com. Think about that. ProtectYourAssetsRadio.com. PYARadio.com. You can go there and you can listen to the abbreviated show. So it's not going to take you too long to do it. PYARadio.com. So if you missed that last segment, go check it out. PYARadio.com. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show. This is our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes bad advice that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
I would be so happy to do that. And this is one that I heard they say lately, that if you try to set up your retirement accounts to be more protected from a market crash, then your returns are going to be lower. And lower returns are just worse, right? Than stock market losses. I don't think so. I don't think so. And I'm going to argue with that one. I just disagree. Let me give you an example. Let's say you lost 50% of your money in a bear market. Remember what's the yang of the bull? It's the bear. So when the bear comes and the bear paws down the market, maybe 50%, how much would you have to make to get your portfolio back to where it is today? What's the number? Did you say 50%? Well, if so, then you're in pretty good company. Because when we ask this question at most of our events, and by the way, we have an event coming up December 5th, which you're welcome to come to here on campus. We're going to unveil our little theater. You know how exciting I am about theater. I want to come show you my theater. Come check it out, pyaevents.com. Anyway, we're going to talk about, when we ask this question, people say 50%. You need 50% to get back to where you were. That's just wrong. That's not the right answer. So let's do the math. How a 50% gain results in a $250,000 loss. Ready? Let's say you had $1 million saved for retirement. Write that down. If you're driving right now, please pull over. I don't want you to write stuff down while you're driving. Come on. So you had $1 million saved for retirement. You lost 50% in the next bear. And that was how much? That's right, $500,000. Ow. So you lost $500,000. It's down. You haven't lost anything because you didn't sell, right? You didn't make that mistake. So let's say that we have a nice little rally come back and the market goes back up 50% on your $500,000. Doing the math, you just made $250,000. And that brings your portfolio back to $750,000. All right. Not a million. So how much do you have to make back to get yourself back to that $1 million portfolio that you have today or even 100%? 100%. Think about that. Making 100%, right? Particularly when you're down and you're beaten. And if you did not make the 100% back, how long will that money last? Well, think about this. Let's say you're making 2%. So what a lot of people do is when things get really bad, they're already beaten up, they're way down, they start to move out of the risky things and they get into the safe things. And right now the safe things are paying about 2% a year. How many years would it take you to recover if that was the case? If you said 35, you would be exactly right. 35 years. And that assumes you're not spending any of it or using any of it. So do you have 35 years right now? Makes you think a little bit, doesn't it? Well, if you're smart and you're diversified and you're making, say, 6% a year, well, that's 12 years to get back to even. You see what I'm saying? So even if you made 10% per year, which is highly unlikely, it would still take you 7 years to get your money back. And what are the odds you'd make 10% every year for the next 7 years? Extremely low. Extremely low. So all I can say is, how realistic is a 50% loss right now? Because that's what this all gets into. And if you remember the S&P 500, what it did back in 2008, it went down almost 50%. Actually, 57%, the height of that. And you remember Y2K? Remember everyone leaving town, all the dot-coms? You couldn't go wrong. You buy anything with a dot-com in it, you'd make tons of money. Remember that? Well, that went down 50% in that Y2K bear years that we had. So I know it's extreme, but you have to think about it. One more factor you have to consider is I don't believe that many people can afford the time of waiting, trying to come back. So if you're thinking about retiring or living off your investments, what would be the cost to you if you lost that much money and you hadn't been prepared for it? So what are some things you can do right now? If you missed the last segment, again, go to PYA Radio, check out the podcast to hear the first section where I went over some ideas. But there's some other things you can do. So if you're within 5 years of retiring, think about this. Take only as much risk as is necessary right now to accomplish your income objective. You hear me? You can look at all of your money, you can divide it up into different buckets, and you can have an income strategy that will take care of you over, say, the next 5 years. So if something bad happens, you don't care because that single bucket is protecting and producing what you need it to do. You could also have a strategy that protects your investments during a downside. Now, Ray Dalio, who runs Bridgewater, biggest hedge fund in the country, maybe in the world, he just bought $1 billion of puts. $1 billion of puts. Hear what I said? $1 billion of puts. Think about that. You know what a put is? His expire in March. He's making a pretty big bet that between now and March next year, market's going down. Because if it doesn't go down, he loses all that $1 billion. It's time for a quick break, but when I come back, I'm going to share how to measure the true risk in your portfolio and how that may translate into a more safer lifestyle for you in the future. So much more to come. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. And now, here's your host, David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you are listening to Protect Your Assets, where we're talking about how to protect your assets. And you probably tuned into this morning the most important show when it comes to protecting your retirement and financial life. Other shows talk about, I don't know, things that you don't understand, an annuity of the week or a particular expensive collection of mutual funds. Well, we want to explore the most important financial and retirement questions that you want answered. And today is no exception as we talk about how to play defense when you're looking at a pullback of 10, 15, 20, maybe 30%. Who knows? And one great way to learn more about how to do that, how do you protect the downside, what it's available to you, how do you use some strategies like Ray Dalio does? Well, come to our workshop on our campus December 5th. We have seats available. Go to pyaevents.com. You can register right there. We have lots of room. We'd love to have you here. Love to show you around, show you the studio, show you the roof. Got some excellent things to see here at the campus in Oakland. pyaevents.com. Come on down and see where all the magic happens. pyaevents.com. And I'd like to wish a happy birthday to Phil Warnes. Hope you're enjoying your year in retirement, Phil. And Peter Turnbull, happy birthday to you as well. Hope you guys have a great birthday week. If you're just joining us on today's episode of Protect Your Assets, we're talking about how much your portfolio could suffer when, not if, when another market crash strikes like it did in 2000 or 2008. Do you know what would happen to your retirement portfolio if the market dropped 50%? You may be thinking, oh, it'll come back. It always does. But the difference this time is that you are getting close to retirement, or worse, maybe you're even in retirement. You aren't putting any money anymore into that 401k account. You're actually now probably taking money out of it. So the next market crash or even a prolonged low return environment really could play havoc with your financial security. So people think you can predict when the market's about to crash. Well, the truth is it's a lot like popping popcorn. You ever done that? You ever overcooked popcorn? What happens? It burns. The bottom of the pan gets black and dirty and stinky, and it starts to smell your entire house up. And once you've smelled that burnt popcorn smell, it's too late. It tastes terrible. And the problem with having too much risk in your portfolio is you often don't know it until it's too late, until your portfolio gets smashed, crashed, burned, it's down. And then your portfolio is a wreck and it stinks. And you say, gosh, what happened? So when's the perfect time to take a look at this? Well, obviously before something bad happens, because then it's too late. And so we had Charles and Linda from Danville in this week. And we used our Riskalyze tool, our portfolio MRI, as we call it, with them. And we threw all their positions into it, and they scored a 72 out of 100. 100's the most risky. They're at 72. And a 72 is equivalent to the S&P 500. So you can imagine what's more riskier than that. Well, there certainly is quite a bit of things that are. So they were at a 72, and they were about ready to retire And we showed them how, after they answered some questions, they were more like a 56. And how they could rebalance their portfolio using some model simulations that we can do to show what it would look like. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together a fantastic show today. Anthony Kojikari, Kevin Renfer, and of course all the fabulous producers back there in the studio. Dora, Felicia, Phil, and Marcus. Without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.